there's always standards and a reporting mechanism, of course, and lots of different techniques and tools for that. But the particular brand of standards that National's come up with has always seemed to me to be more of a slogan than an actual policy, and that's why it's hit so many rocks in the road when it's been actually in front of the whiteboards in the classroom.
How do you fancy lining up against Antonia?
Well, I'm not really interested in the personality clashes. She's the person who's been chosen by National to lead the education sector, and I'm the person who's been chosen by Labor. So we'll put our different policies, our different philosophies and visions out there, and then let people choose on the basis of policies. But I'm not interested in getting into a slanging match with a particular individual. I think the portfolio is far too important for that.
But do you rate her performance?
Well, I didn't vote for her, and I don't agree with a lot of the things she's doing in education. I think education has become a bit of a mess in the last couple of years. Cuts in early childhood, big division over the nature of the standards in primary, the NCEA being undermined at secondary level, door being shut at tertiary, the whole thing's a mess, and yet it can be a critical part of New Zealand's social and economic policy. So I'm going to try and spend the next year sorting out that mess by offering a Labour alternative to how good education can be. So you know, that's my kind of view on it. Her style has resulted in a mess, but I'm not targeting or gunning for her. I'm more interested in how we can lift up education and make
Darren,
it a critical policy.
Sorry, I missed the start there. Did you ask for education? Is that something you've been interested in?
I've always been interested in it. One of the majors of my degree is in social policy, so I've always followed education, and in my own local area I'm a regular visitor to schools and education facilities. I was keen to try something bigger, take on a bigger challenge. I mean, I've loved my job as shadow leader of the House. I've enjoyed transport. I'll still be pushing to lower the drink drive level. I'll retain the bill in my name in that respect. But I think it was time for me to take on a bigger challenge, and education is one of the big portfolios in government.
So you didn't ask for education as such?
I didn't ask for a specific portfolio. I just said that I wanted to do something that was big. Because I'm close to your leader, I know that these are difficult things to do, so I wasn't about to start demanding this or that. I'm a reasonable person. But I did say I wanted to take on a bigger policy role, and I'm absolutely rapt to get education. That's a big promotion for me, and I'm looking forward to the job. Well, I think Trevor's got a really strong record as a minister, and actually when Trevor came back to the shadow minister portfolio, going around schools in my area, a lot of people could see the value of what he'd done, having had the break to National. But I'm not critical in any way of anything Trevor's done, but I'll obviously have my own style, and my job now is to get out and meet a lot of people on the sector so that they can see my commitment to it, and also come up with some really good innovative ideas for Labour, because I think education could be one of the big differences between Labour and National in the current in the election. Like we're seeing currently, a philosophical difference between early childhood education as babysitting, as National seems to see it, letting cuts happen to the funding there, whereas Labour sees it as very much being the first step in a quality education for New Zealanders.